You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. It's now time for the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, President Brent Berutis. Brent, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me again, Jim.
I get your weekly notices. They come out sometimes every day, and you send out notices. And I was really pleased to hear about in your sponsorship update. And folks, if you don't get the sponsorship update, you should get it because it keeps you in touch with what's going on. That there was a lot of excitement about Molson Coors, one of Canada's oldest beer companies, recently announcing its renewed and strengthened sponsorship of the agreement with the COC. But I understand that there was some real reaction to it, and even myself, I kept on looking at it saying, well, I wonder if there's a misprint there. But then I said, well, you know, I'll get Brent to explain it. I wonder if you could explain why there was such a reaction to it.
Well, Jim, it's amazing because, as that article said that came out in our breaking news, which, as you said, I mean, we break news as it happens on a daily basis, and then there's the Tuesday morning commentary every week. But this came out in early July and talked about the fact that Molson Coors had made an initial $10,000 gift or donation to the Canadian Olympic Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And which is designated to go directly towards helping athletes in their final push to get to Sochi. And but it didn't reference, it did a quick reference at the end, but the reaction was that this is $10,000. Is that an Olympic sponsorship? Is that an Olympic donation? What, that seems so low. And we had dozens and dozens of emails saying, hey, is that a typo? Like you said, is that a typo? Should it have been $1 million that Molson gave? Should it have been $100,000? You put down $10,000. Must be a mistake. Molson would never give just $10,000 to something like this. And, as a result, I mean, that's the number. It's the first of an initial gift. And remembering that this is a gift. This is above and beyond any sponsorship that they may have in the six or seven figure level.
Yeah, and I think that that's the problem, Brent, is that most people don't know the full story and the full details of the contract, but it seemed odd. It seemed like it was such a small number that you're going, man, that's $50 an athlete over the next 4 years. So you divide that by four. You know, it's hardly worth talking about when you think about the fact that there's 600 athletes go to every 4 years to the Olympic Games and the Paralympic Games. It almost is negligible.
Well, and I look at it the same way and wonder, you know, why would the Canadian Olympic Committee and Molson's have wanted to put out this press release around a $10,000 donation to the foundation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and no reference to what Molson has done in the past or is planning on doing in the future for the Canadian Olympic Association. And it, the reason we republished it and put it out in breaking news was because of that. The query came as, you know, is this really news? But we wanted to get the message out. And you know what? I mean, there was a lot of coverage for this, and I kind of banging my head against the wall going, it's, like you said, it's $10,000. It's a pittance.
You're listening to The Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist President Brent Berutis. Brent, the Molson thing is highlighted by the fact that there's been a recent agreement with Adidas and SportCheck. There's been other agreements that have recently been signed. I'm wondering if we're picking up any momentum. Do you sense there's any momentum being picked up in the ramp up to Sochi and the ramp up to Rio de Janeiro? Because prior to the Vancouver Games in 2010, there was an enormous amount of sponsorship and support for our Olympic and Paralympic athletes. And then it seemed to drop right into space and didn't even seem to exist. As a matter of fact, you and I revealed on this program that sports sponsorship had gone down the ladder quite a bit in importance in Canada, and that education and the arts was you know, ascending to the top, and sport was going in the other direction. Do you see a rising here in interest, a greater interest, or is it just the little pieces here?
I think we're seeing a rising in it, and the Canadian Sponsorship Landscape Study showed this past year that we talked about last week has shown that, you know, sport has come back a little bit. It now accounts for, you know, it's up about 3% or up to 41% of the total sponsorship spend in Canada. But what I'm seeing is that, and congratulations to the Canadian Olympic Association. I mean, they were hugely successful in 2010 as a team within the Olympics and Vanock, and then that dispersed and everything. Basically, you're right. I mean, basically, a ton of sponsorship dropped right after those Olympics. And then they hired a company out of Vancouver, ironically called 2010, competitor of ours, but they do, we don't do sales, but they also do sales. And they were hired by the Olympic Committee to go out and sell their stuff professionally. So it was no longer a ad hoc, in-house situation by the Olympic Committee. It was a professional sales, sponsorship sales brokerage firm with expertise and understanding that went to the street. And they have seen a great amount of success in the past year and a half to 2 years. And as Chris Overholt said, I quote him in saying, it's a really record setting in every regard. The contributions that allow us to support the program has been so important to our recent podium success at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's talking about the growth of revenues that are coming in. And you take a look at that Sport Check Nike deal. I mean, if I'm HBC, if I'm Hudson's Bay, I'm not sure how they brand themselves this week. But
Sport Check Adidas.
Yes, but the other guys that hold the clothing rights.
Yes.
I'm not sure whether they're HBC still or whether they're called Hudson's Bay again.
Well, whatever it is, we know it's the Hudson Bay in Canada.
Yeah, it's the Bay. So, but the end result is that, I'm probably pretty annoyed if I'm HBC because, Adidas is now in the door and a competitor selling, clothing is also in the door through Sport Check.
Absolutely. It's going to be an interesting landscape over the next few years with Olympic sponsorship. We don't want to forget, Brent, about the Congress. It's coming up October 21st. Is a half day for municipalities and people that can attend that on the Monday. And then October 22nd and 23rd is the Congress in Calgary. And you can register for that where? And where can they get more information if they want to talk to you, Brent?
They can register online for the Congress. I mean, we have over 30 speakers lined up, of which we're excited to have you there as one of them.
Yoo-hoo!
Chip. Woo! And we've got Xerox there. We've got, UPS. There's a great lineup of speakers to be able to deliver this two-day conference. And that's all at sponsorshipcongress.ca, www.sponsorshipcongress.ca. And if you want to reach me directly, you can reach me at partnershipgroup.ca. That's www.partnershipgroup.ca.
This has been the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist President Brent Berutis. Thanks, Brent.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
I want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and, of course, the radio station that carries this program. You miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to.